Scripture Stories.
Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenant Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. If you remember last time, we read chapter 37, Priesthood Leaders, February to March 1835. Joseph Smith asked the men of Zion's camp and others to come to an important meeting in Kirtland, Ohio. Joseph told the men that Jesus wanted 12 apostles to be called to help lead the church. The Lord had told Oliver Cowdery, David Whitmer, and Martin Harris to choose the apostles. At the meeting, Oliver, David, and Martin were blessed by the first presidency of the church. Then they prayed together and chose 12 good men. The 12 men were ordained apostles. The calling of the apostles was one of the most important events in the restoration of the Lord's church. Apostles are very important leaders in the church. They know that Jesus is our Savior. They teach the gospel all over the world. After a few days, other men were chosen to be leaders in the church. They were called the 70. The 70 helped the apostles. One day, the 12 apostles were in a meeting. They were getting ready to go on missions, and they wanted Heavenly Father's help. The apostles asked Joseph Smith to pray for a revelation to help them on their missions. Jesus gave Joseph and the apostles a great revelation in which he told them about the priesthood. The priesthood is the power of God. It is the greatest power on earth. God gives the priesthood to righteous men. Men who hold the priesthood can be authorized to preach the gospel, perform ordinances, and be leaders in the church. There are two priesthoods in the church. One is called the Melchizedek priesthood, which is also called the greater priesthood. The president of the church, his counselors, the 12 apostles, and the 70 all have the Melchizedek priesthood. The president of the church is a prophet of God. He tells people what Jesus wants them to do. The prophet has counselors who help him. The prophet and his counselors are the first presidency of the church. High priests also have the Melchizedek priesthood. Many leaders in stakes and wards are high priests. These include stake presidents, bishops, and high counselors. Men who are ordained elders also have the Melchizedek priesthood. Elders are to teach church members and watch over them. Elders are also called to go on missions to teach the gospel to people throughout the world. All men who have the Melchizedek priesthood can bless people. They can also give people the Holy Ghost. The other priesthood is the Aaronic priesthood, which is also called the lesser priesthood. The Aaronic priesthood includes the offices of bishop, priest, teacher, and deacon. Priests can baptize people, bless the sacrament, and help the elders. Teachers prepare the sacrament. They go home teaching and help members of the church live good lives. Deacons pass the sacrament. They also collect fast offerings and help the bishop. Jesus said all men who have the priesthood should learn what God wants them to do. If they work hard, Heavenly Father will bless them.
Scriptures and find him there, then go to our Father in first.
Children at home, please read along with us today as we read chapter 38 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories, The Pearl of Great Price.
The Pearl of Great Price is a book of scripture written by prophets.
There are five parts of the Pearl of Great Price. They are the Book of Moses, the Book of Abraham, Joseph Smith Matthew, Joseph Smith History, and the Articles of Faith.
The Book of Moses. The first part of the Pearl of Great Price is a revelation given to Joseph Smith.
It is named the Book of Moses. Moses was a prophet who lived long ago.
The Book of Moses tells what God said to Moses on a high mountain.
Moses saw God and talked with him. God said he had a special work for Moses to do.
God showed Moses the world and everything that would happen in it.
Moses also saw all of God's children who would live in the world.
God left Moses, and Satan came and told Moses to worship him.
Moses would not worship Satan and told him to go away.
When Satan would not leave, Moses asked God for help.
Receiving strength from God, Moses again told Satan to leave.
Satan finally left, showing great anger because Moses would not worship him.
Moses was filled with the Holy Ghost. He prayed and God came and talked with him again.
God told Moses that there are many worlds, more than we can count.
He said that Jesus created these worlds and would create even more because there is no end to God's works.
Moses learned that God's work is to help his children so they can return to live with him forever.
The Book of Moses also tells about the creation of the earth, Adam and Eve and their family, the prophet Enoch in the city of Zion, and other prophets who lived long ago.
Let's stop and talk about what we've read so far. Who wrote the Pearl of Great Price? Carly?
Prophets.
Prophets. Emmeline?
Prophets wrote the Pearl of Great Price.
How many parts make up the Pearl of Great Price? Cash?
5 parts.
That's right. And how did Joseph Smith receive the Book of Moses? Emmeline?
It was a revelation.
Who was Moses? Eli?
He was a prophet who lived long ago.
That's right. Cash?
He was a prophet in the Old Testament.
Great. Carly, what does the Book of Moses tell us about?
It tells us about how God talked to him on a high mountain.
Great. What did God show Moses while he was on the mountain? Ace?
The world and everything that would happen in it.
Great. Eli?
All the world and everything that would happen in it.
What did Satan want Moses to do? Carly?
He wanted Moses to worship him.
And what did Moses do so Satan would leave? Emmeline?
Ask God for help.
And Karina?
He told Satan to go away and then he prayed.
What did God tell Moses about the number of worlds there are? Carly?
So many that we can't count.
That's right. Ace?
More than we can count.
Who created all these worlds? Cash?
Heavenly Father.
That's right. What is God's work? Emmeline?
God's work is to help his children to live with him eternally.
Great. Karina?
To help his children so that they can live with him again.
Wonderful. What are some of the other stories in the Book of Moses? Cash?
Adam and Eve's family and the creation of the world.
Great. Ace?
Adam and Eve.
Eli?
Enoch.
Great. Carly?
The creation of earth, Adam and Eve, prophets, and the city of Zion.
You are listening to Scripture Stories. Today we are reading about the Pearl of Great Price. The Pearl of Great Price is made up of 5 different parts. So far we've discussed the first part, or the Book of Moses. Let's continue reading to learn about the next part of the Pearl of Great Price.
The Book of Abraham. The second book of the Pearl of Great Price is the Book of Abraham.
In July 1835, a man named Mr. Chandler came to Kirtland. He showed the saints some mummies from Egypt.
Long ago, people in Egypt used cloth to wrap bodies of people who died. These bodies are called mummies.
Some rolls of very old paper were with the mummies.
Some strange writing was on the paper, and Mr. Chandler was looking for someone who could read it.
He had heard that Joseph Smith could translate the writing. Joseph looked at the writing.
The Lord revealed to him what some of it meant, and he told Mr. Chandler. Some of the saints bought the rolls of paper from Mr. Chandler.
Joseph Smith began to study the writing, and God revealed the translation to him.
Oliver Cowdery and William Phelps wrote what Joseph translated.
The writing was by the great prophet Abraham, who had lived in Egypt long ago.
Jesus had talked with Abraham and told him about our life before we came to earth.
Jesus said we lived as spirit children with Heavenly Father before we were born.
The book of Abraham also tells about the creation of the earth, sun, moon, and stars, as well as the creation of plants, animals, and people.
Abraham wanted to receive the blessings of happiness and peace.
Because Abraham was faithful, Jesus made a covenant with him. A covenant is a sacred promise between God and his children.
In this covenant, God promised Abraham that he would have the priesthood and a great family.
God also promised Abraham that future members of his family would be given the gospel and the priesthood if they were faithful.
The family of Abraham would take the gospel to all the people of the earth.
Let's stop and talk about what we've read about the book of Abraham. Where did Joseph get the ancient writings that he translated to become the Book of Abraham in the Pearl of Great Price? Ace.
Mr. Chandler.
Cash.
A man by the name of Mr. Chandler.
That's right. And what country were the mummies from? Emmeline?
They came from Egypt.
Exactly. What great prophet wrote the writings found with the mummy from Egypt? Ace?
Abraham.
What did Jesus say to Abraham about our life before we came to earth? Carly.
He told him that we lived as spirit children with Heavenly Father before we were born.
That's right. Ace.
We lived with him as spirit children.
What things does the book of Abraham teach us about the creation? Cash.
Heavenly Father made the sun, the earth, the moon, and the stars.
Great. Karina.
Jesus created the earth.
What did Jesus make with Abraham because of his faithfulness? Eli.
He made a covenant.
And what is a covenant? Emmeline?
A covenant is a promise between God and someone.
Carly.
It's a sacred promise between God and his children.
What did God promise Abraham in this covenant? Ace?
The priesthood and a great family.
Cash.
He would have a great family and he would receive the priesthood.
Great. Who is the family of Abraham? Emmeline?
Us, the members of the LDS Church.
Everyone who accepts the gospel of Jesus Christ receives the right to inherit the blessings of Abraham. And as well as the blessings, they receive the responsibilities. What is the responsibility of the family of Abraham? Cash.
To take the gospel to everybody.
Excellent. Let's continue reading to learn about the other parts of the Pearl of Great Price.
Joseph Smith Matthew and Joseph Smith History.
Joseph Smith Matthew contains inspired corrections the prophet made to part of the book of Matthew in the Bible.
Joseph Smith History contains the prophet's writing about the first vision, the gold plates, the Book of Mormon, and the restoration of the priesthood.
The Articles of Faith.
The last part of the Pearl of Great Price is the Articles of Faith.
One day, a man whose friend was writing a book came to see Joseph Smith.
The man wanted something about the church in the book, so he asked Joseph to tell how the church began.
Joseph Smith wrote about the beginning of the church.
With help from God, he also wrote 13 important statements about what members of the church believe.
Joseph called these statements the Articles of Faith.
On March 1, 1842, the Articles of Faith were printed in the church's newspaper.
The saints read the Articles of Faith and believed what Joseph had written.
What is Joseph Smith Matthew about? Emmeline.
Inspired corrections about the book of Matthew in the Bible.
What is Joseph Smith History about? Karina?
The beginnings of the church.
What is the last part of the Pearl of Great Price? Eli.
The Articles of Faith.
And what are the Articles of Faith, Carly?
They are 13 important statements about what church members believe.
Great. How did Joseph Smith come to write the Articles of Faith? Emmeline?
Because someone was writing a book about the church and wanted to know.
How many Articles of Faith are there? Karina?
13.
That's right. I am grateful for the Pearl of Great Price. I know its teachings are true, and we can learn more about our Savior and His plan for us by studying it. Let's finish up today by reading the 13 Articles of Faith.
1. We believe in God the Eternal Father, and in His Son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Ghost.
2. We believe that men will be punished for their own sins and not for Adam's transgressions.
3. We believe that through the atonement of Christ, all mankind may be saved by obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel.
4. We believe that the first principles and ordinances of the gospel are first, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, second, repentance, third, baptism by immersion for the remission of sins, fourth, laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost.
5. We believe that a man must be called of God by prophecy and by the laying on of hands by those who are in authority to preach the gospel and administer in the ordinances thereof.
6. We believe in the same organization that existed in the primitive church, namely apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, and so forth.
7. We believe in the gift of tongues, prophecy, revelation, visions, healing, interpretation of tongues, and so forth.
8. We believe the Bible to be the Word of God as far as it is translated correctly. We also believe the Book of Mormon to be the Word of God.
9. We believe all that God has revealed, all that He does now reveal, and we believe that He will yet reveal many great and important things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
10. We believe in the little gathering of Israel and in the restoration of the 10 tribes that Zion, the New Jerusalem, will be built upon the American continent, that Christ will reign personally upon the earth, and that the earth will be renewed and receive its paradisiacal glory.
11. We claim the privilege of worshiping Almighty God according to the dictates of our own conscience, and allow all men the same privilege, let them worship how, where, or what they may.
12. We believe in being subject to kings, presidents, rulers, and magistrates, in obeying, honoring, and sustaining the law.
13. We believe in being honest, true, chaste, benevolent, virtuous, and in doing good to all men. Indeed, we may say that we follow the admonition of Paul. We believe all things, we hope all things, we have endured many things, and hope to be able to endure all things. If there is anything virtuous, lovely, or of good report, or praiseworthy, we seek after these things. Thank you for joining us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next time as we read Chapter 39, The Kirtland Temple is Dedicated, January to March 1836. And Chapter 40, Visions in the Kirtland Temple, April 1836. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week.
Scripture power keeps me safe from sin. Scripture power is the power to win. Scripture power, every day I need the power that I get each time I read.
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
Joseph saw how beautiful the celestial kingdom is.
He saw Heavenly Father in Jesus. He also saw his brother, Alvin, who had died.
See you next week!